once again, here's Elizabeth.
Right now we're talking with Representative Ken Ivory. He's with the State of Utah House of Representatives and sponsor of the Transfer of Public Lands Act. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
This has been an ongoing issue in the western states, the public lands, and the federal usurping large tracts of public land is what it seems like to me. What is your take on this?
Well, yes, certainly, and it goes far beyond the western states. When you consider that eastern states are spending tens of billions of dollars to subsidize the West to not use our own lands and resources to care for our own kids and communities, this affects everyone.
Wow.
And beyond that, our military cannot function. Our military technology, electronic technology, renewable energy technology cannot function without a secure supply of rare earth minerals. Right now, we're 95% dependent upon China for the supply of those critical resources, and they're locked up in these federal lands all over the West. The federal government controls more than one-third of all the real estate in the United States. In a nation founded on the principles of liberty and property and self-governance, that's just absolutely antithetical to our very form of government.
From what I understand, a strict interpretation of our laws would indicate that they're not supposed to control any land outside of the District of Columbia. Is that right?
Well, the District of Columbia and forts and batteries and military bases and those sorts of things, they have direct constitutional authority in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 for those, and then over in Article 4. In Article 4, Elizabeth, that's the article of the Constitution that is the rights of and obligations to the states. And in Article 4, Section 3, it says Congress shall have the power to dispose of and make needful rules and regulations respecting these western lands. Well, they seem to be reading that as saying Congress shall have the power to keep them forever and ever and ever, which is the way laws seem to morph when they get into Washington, D.C. But now it's simply time to make Congress honor the very same statehood terms, the statehood agreements with the western states that it kept with all the states east of Colorado. It's really fascinating, Elizabeth, that at one point your state of Florida was as much as 90% federally controlled for decades, along with Illinois and Missouri and Arkansas and Louisiana.
Wow.
And your state of Florida sent resolutions to Congress, resolution after resolution, and said, we're the worst off of all the western states because you're not disposing of our lands and we can't educate our kids and grow our economy. And you all banded together in the 1850s and compelled Congress to transfer the land, and your statehood terms are the same as the statehood terms for the western states today. So we're simply looking for Congress to honor the very same statehood promises for the benefit of the nation in opening up productivity and better health and better access to our lands.
So are you saying that Florida set a precedent in this regard?
Yeah, exactly right. So Florida and Illinois and Missouri, in fact, it was one Democratic senator from Missouri. His name was Thomas Hart Benton, U.S. Senator. He's actually one of the half a dozen or so people profiled in the JFK book, Profiles in Courage. But he stepped up when he was elected to the U.S. Senate and said, my election to the Senate of the United States found me doing battle for changing this system of disposing of the public lands. He said, I resolved to move against the whole system, and he rallied the people, rallied the states, and they compelled Congress to do what Congress is supposed to do constitutionally in disposing of these lands so that states are on equal constitutional footing so that we have a functioning republic with republican forms of government in all the states rather than having this colonial form where the federal government in Utah, for example, controls 67% of our land. They control 85% of the land in Nevada. In Alaska, it's 62%, which is 262 million acres controlled, occupied, if you will, by the federal government within a separate, independent, sovereign state, the Supreme Court has said as recently as last year in describing the states.
An independent, sovereign state?
Right. The Supreme Court, in fact, in the Obamacare case, the Affordable Care Act case, the Supreme Court said that states are separate and independent sovereigns.
Right.
Sometimes they have to act like it.
That's compelling because I think people do forget that was the original intent, and we've gotten so far away from that with the reach of these agencies. For instance, the environmental groups that are seeking to protect land under the auspices of protecting a field mouse that no one's ever seen. How do we stop that?
Well, think about that for a second. So under the guise of environmental protection, so-called, federal forest policies don't allow us to harvest any trees throughout the West. throughout the national forest in any commercially viable quantity. And so these trees are building up, and they're competing with each other for scarce nutrients and water and sunlight, and they're dying. The forests all over the West are dying, and so now we're having catastrophic wildfire that burns the entire forest, sterilizes the ground, destroys the watershed, kills millions of animals, pollutes the air, destroys fisheries. 7 million acres a year are going up in smoke, literally, every year. And that's passing for environmentalism, and they try to say that the states can't manage their own land. So this is an environmental disaster in addition to an economic disaster. Think about this. The Government Accountability Office, testifying to Congress a couple of years ago, said there is more recoverable oil in just Utah, Colorado, and Wyoming alone, locked up in federally controlled lands, than the rest of the world combined.
Wow, and that's not even considering Alaska.
Exactly.
Wow.
So this is an issue of very significant national importance. This is an issue of debt and deficit economic self-reliance, of national security, of environmental quality. And then significantly, Elizabeth, the Supreme Court said last year in the Shelby County versus Holder case that the constitutional equality of the states is essential to the harmonious operation of the republic, mm-hmm. and that our nation was and is a union of states, equal in dignity, power, and authority. But if you look at that map, if you go to AmericanLandsCouncil.org, you can see the red and white map where more than 50% of all the real estate in the western United States is controlled by the federal government as an occupying colonializing power, that our system was never intended to be that way. And so at the website, you can sign the petition, you can get involved. This is one of the biggest issues for 2016 in the presidential race, where there's an actual solution big enough to solve debts and deficits, to deal with environmental degradation, to open up access to the land, open up the economies, and restore balance in our unprecedented republic system of government. When you've been fighting for it all your life.
Follow Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Doherty Report, and visit thedohertyreport.com for news updates, show highlights, podcasts, commentaries, and a whole lot more. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Right now we're talking with Representative Ken Ivory. He's with the State of Utah House of Representatives and sponsor of the Transfer of Public Lands Act. Now, this Transfer of Public Lands Act was supposed to return lands back to Utah on December 31st. What happened with that?
Yeah, so in my bill in 2012, the Transfer of Public Lands Act, we set a target date for our federal partner to work with us on an orderly transfer of land to honor the very same statehood agreements that it kept with all states east of Colorado, with Florida, with Louisiana, with Illinois, for example. And they've simply chosen not to do that. What's fascinating, Elizabeth, is this very thing is happening right now in Canada. Canada is transferring land, water, and resources to the provinces and to the territories. And guess what Canada discovered in doing this? They said, we discovered that when we turn over the land, water, and resource and have those decisions made by people closest to the matter, we get a better decision.
I'm sure they do, because people are reasonable by nature. And I think that everybody understands that as a nation, we have certain resources that should be utilized in a responsible way. But the federal government telling states what to do with their own land really needs to stop. And it sounds like this December 31st deadline was really more of akin to a demand letter.
Yeah, it really was in that format. We put a demand letter with a demand date for them to work with us. They've chosen not to work with us in good faith, like mm-hmm. Canada is doing with its provinces and territories. And so from this point forward, we're simply moving forward in Utah with education, and thank you very much for having us on to get this word out,
mm-hmm.
negotiation, where we continue to negotiate with our federal counterparts, legislation at the local, state, and national level, and litigation. And we've appropriated $2 million in the state of Utah. There's more where that came from, to move forward on the litigation effort to to compel Congress to honor the very same terms of statehood that it kept with all states east of Colorado.
Now, what about these grazing leases? You know, a lot of people were caught up in the Bundy Ranch case from the perspective of racism, because the man is clearly racist. But it shouldn't stop the underlying issue of what happened with his lease being examined, and it's happening in other states. Is this something that happens in Utah?
It's happening all over the West. The issue in Nevada, if you think about it, most people don't realize that Nevada was actually a state before Nebraska, you know, three states to the east of Nevada. Huh. Nevada and Nebraska, their statehood agreement was done at the very same time in 1864. Nevada was actually made a state in 1864. Nebraska was not made a state until 3 years later. Their terms of statehood are word for word the same mm-hmm. on the disposal of the public lands. Nebraska goes from more than 30% public land down to 1%, while Nevada goes from 87% down to 85% in the same time. Same terms, same time, and yet they still occupy and control and colonize 85% of the state of Nevada. So the problem that Mr. Bundy and others face is if the federal government had not violated its promise in the first place, we would never be dealing with the issue of the federal government sending in troops with machine guns and attack dogs and tasers to collect a fine or a fee. Whether he owes the fine or the fee, set that aside. We've never seen before where the federal government has come into local law enforcement jurisdiction with machine guns and tasers and attack dogs to collect a fee. That's not the United States of America.
No, it's more like a dictatorship. But will you go forth with litigation? Because I know it's going to be based upon the time that Utah became a state. What about states like Alaska? A lot of people that I've spoken to from Alaska are very upset with their agreement because they felt like they were hoodwinked.
Yeah, Alaska really got the short end of the stick. If you think about that for a second, in 1959, Hawaii and Alaska were both made states.
Right.
Hawaii got the very best statehood deal because they mobilized politically the native Hawaiians. They compelled the federal government to transfer all of the public land directly to the state of Hawaii at statehood. Their enabling act says, we hereby grant directly to the state of Hawaii all the public land, title to which is held by the United States immediately prior to its admission. Well, in the very same year, Alaska got the absolute very worst deal mm-hmm. of statehood, where the federal government controlled all its land and locked it up and basically treated them like a colony or like a territory. Well, how do you get Hawaii, the westernmost of the western states, Alaska and Hawaii, kind of depends on which one's the westernmost, but they are the two westernmost United States. Hawaii gets all of its land, and yet Alaska and all the other states up to Colorado, the federal government controls more than 50% of their land. Now, Elizabeth, one of the great arguments that we hear when we ask the simple question, well, why does the federal government control more than 50% of the land in the western United States? The answer we get very often from law professors and political science professors, are you ready for this?
What?
They say, your land is arid, therefore the federal government keeps it.
Now, what does that have to do with anything?
Good question. Subjectively, if they determine that your land is dry, that it's arid, then somehow they've conjured up an arid clause in the Constitution, and they say, therefore, the federal government keeps your land. Well, think about Alaska, right? They have 700,000 people and a million lakes, and yet the federal government controls 62% of their land. But that's the argument that people throw out, and if we don't challenge and we're not ready to stand up to protect property and liberty and self-governance, if we can't protect and prevent the federal government from controlling one-third of the real estate in the United States, no one's property is really protected and sacred, which is the very foundation of our liberty. And so this is a huge deal for everyone across the United States on an issue this big dealing with property and liberty and self-governance, never mind the issues of national debt and deficits when we have an $18 trillion national debt, and yet the Institute for Energy Research said there's more than $150 trillion in mineral value locked up in these federally controlled lands.
You're listening to The Daugherty Report with Elizabeth Daugherty. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Right now we're talking with Representative Ken Ivory. He's with the State of Utah House of Representatives and sponsor of the Transfer of Public Lands Act. You know, and you just put another piece of the puzzle together for me that China is where we get most of our resources from for some of these military things. If we owe a huge amount of debt to China, or China is subsidizing us in some way, there are some people who speculate that they could transfer some of those lands to a country like China.
Yeah, it's a good point that you bring up, Elizabeth. In fact, this is already happening. Last year in the UK Guardian, I believe it was, they had a report that China is already compelling South American countries that can't pay their debts to auction off hundreds of thousands of acres of land and all of the natural resources to satisfy debt payments to China. That's happening already.
Wow. So it's true. It's a possibility.
Well, you know, when you owe people a lot of money, it's just a natural sequence that they're going to try to collect upon whatever they can collect upon, whether overtly or covertly. And so, you know, that's part of the issue. And so when President Obama recently was in Asia at the Asian Pacific Economic Council, he wasn't seated at the head table. He wasn't put next to the premier of China in the state photo. He was relegated clear to the left and basically out of the photo because they view us as the world's greatest debtor that is destroying the monetary system of the world. And so, Elizabeth, what we really need to do, I mean, I love this nation. I know you love this nation. We all have such a responsibility.
Right.
We need to get our federal government to focus on those things that only it can do well. World peace, sound monetary system, international trade and foreign policy. Focus on those things that only the federal government can do well and quit trying to meddle into local jurisdictions on land use and planning and land management.
Yep.
On things that local governments do all across the United States, except where it's controlling it in the West. So we need to get our federal government to focus on those things that only it can do and do those well, and quit trying to do or do better the things it shouldn't be doing at all.
Right, because if that land is transferred from the federal government to some other place, then you're two steps away in the process. So I'm glad you're doing something on this right now.
Well, let me just invite people, please, to go to the AmericanLandsCouncil.org website. There's a petition. Please sign the petition. Please share the information. This needs to be the single biggest issue in the presidential campaign in 2016. Because it is the only solution big enough to deal with our national debts. I mean, $150 trillion locked up, environmental degradation. We're burning 7 million acres of national forest, killing animals, destroying watershed, and access to the land, national security, where we have 95% dependent on our military technology resources from China, the very country that is now militarizing to be the opposing force to the United States.
Yep.
Supplies the very technology that we need to operate our military. That's just madness in a rational world. And so we simply have to get this only solution big enough to get back to national security, national economic self-reliance, and environmental quality and access to our lands, and restore that balance in our governing partnership system between what the Supreme Court said, separate, independent, sovereign states, and a national governing manager for limited functions that it needs to focus on those and do those well.
Sure, and that's where those agreements are important, the state agreements, because even if they don't say really what the states want them to say, it does show that there was an agreement for these states to become a part of this country under certain terms.
Yeah, and they actually say, I mean, in all of the states from Ohio to the West, it's that all states will come in on an equal footing with all of the other states in all respects whatsoever. And so what's really fascinating with respect to the transfer of the public lands, Utah's Enabling Act, its statehood agreement, the terms with respect to the transfer of public lands for Utah's Enabling Act, word for word the same as North and South Dakota and Louisiana and Alabama and Oklahoma and Nebraska. In fact, Montana and Washington not only have the same language as North and South Dakota, they share the very same Enabling Act document. One document created four states. In two of them, they disposed of the public lands, transferred them away, and in two, they haven't. They still control more than 29 million acres. 29 million acres in Nevada are under federal control, which creates federal power and federal oppression, federal hooks and strings. Mm-hmm.
Right.
In Washington, they control 45% of the land in the state of Washington. Let me just give you an example, right? So I have some counties in my state that have less than 3% taxable land. So
wow.
How do you fund education and roads and public safety? You have less than 3% taxable land. Well, when the federal government decided, and it wasn't until 1976 that they decided, we're just going to keep these lands in federal ownership. We have a new policy, and Congress unilaterally passed a law, which the Supreme Court in 2009 said Congress doesn't have the authority to do that, which is what got us started. But in 1976, they said, we're just going to keep this land in federal ownership, but we're going to give you states payment in lieu of the taxes that you would otherwise collect if we had kept our original promise. It's called PILT, payment in lieu of taxes. And so everyone in the East is using their tax dollars to subsidize that to the West. Well, that's 13 cents on the dollar of the taxable value of the land in the West traditionally. And now it's not even in the budgets anymore. So last year, what they did in the Farm Bill, they made Western states come and beg for this payment in lieu of taxes money. And so in order to get $400 million in this PILT money, they had to concede and agree to allow Harry Reid to put $40 billion a year for 5 years in food stamps in the Farm Bill. So for $400 million for 1 year, the Western states had their arms twisted behind their back to get $400 million for 1 year to give up $40 billion a year for 5 years in food stamps. So that's the kind of control
coercion. Yeah.
That's what's happening. And so the fact that the Western states don't control their land, we do not have the functioning type of republic with the constitutional equality of states that the Supreme Court said is critical, essential to the harmonious operation of our republic. The Supreme Court said that just last year.
Well, maybe with regard to land ownership, the federal government needs to be regarded as more of a foreign corporation that's utilizing the resources of these states.
Well, there's a great article done by Trent England out of the Oklahoma Center for Public Affairs just last week, and he talked about the neocolonialism and described how this really is just the same type of colonialism that was happening in the 17th and 18th centuries, where you've got a power that really keeps these Western states under its thumb because it has so much leverage over how we operate our schools and our public safety and our transportation, and has created such a dependency that you don't have that functioning system of federalism where you have strong independent states that can be that external check to a federal government out of control. And again, it really is going back to the point of it's our responsibility in the states, all of the states working together, keep the federal government in check to do well,
yep,
those things that only it can do, and not be intermeddling in the things of local concerns and the things that affect our day-to-day lives.
Well, thank you so much. We've been talking with Representative Ken Ivory from the state of Utah House of Representatives, who's really trying to do something about the land that's being taken and controlled by the federal government in the Western states. We thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure, Elizabeth. Please go to the website, AmericanLandsCouncil.org. You've got to see that map. I mean, just see that map and see how much of the land the federal government is controlling. It really is just absolutely absurd. But get on the website, sign the petition, share the information, and it's time to bring a real solution forward for the good of our nation. Thank you very much.
AmericanLandsCouncil.org, is that right?
That's right. Yes.
Definitely, yes. Go there, and we'll put a link to it up on our site. Thank you so much, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.